Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you. Thank you for your wonderful word that encourages us, commands us, you can say, to live by every word that comes from your mouth, the mouth of God, the mouth of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So we thank you. We thank you for the reality of being born again. And according to your word, we have passed from death into life, into your kingdom, on earth as it is in heaven. And so we thank you, Father God, and we thank you for the complete work that we haven't had to go to heaven. Heaven's realities has come to us, and then all the goodness that is necessary for us to arise and shine. And thank you for this word this morning, that we can see what is necessary, what is required to live worthy of our calling in the right attitudes and actions, and keeping the unity through the bond of peace. Thank you, Lord, we can have peace with you, peace with ourselves, and peace with our neighbors. In Jesus' name, amen.
We're reading Ephesians 4, verse 4 to 6. You were all called to travel on the same road and in the same direction, so stay together, both outwardly and inwardly. You have one Master, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who rules over all, works through all, and is present in all. Everything you are and think and do is permeated with oneness.
Hallelujah. And where's this oneness come from? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, because we were made to be their children. The Bible says so beautifully, we were predestined in Christ. So this beautiful passage of scripture we're looking at this morning, it comes from the very essence of knowing God requires us to live worthy of our calling. And that's being humble, fruits of the Spirit, open to God, because that's true humility, taking hold of everything he's got to say about us. It's false humility if you don't take hold of these wonderful truths that we're going to be sharing this morning, and what the Lord opens up to you on a daily basis. And then you've got to stay gentle, because you receive this beauty and the goodness of God. It's all come to us freely in the love of the Father, in the work of Jesus, in the leading of the Holy Spirit. So we need to keep the unity through the bond of peace. So we have peace with God, we have peace with ourselves, and we have peace with our neighbors. So what is pointing out here? I've gone and given you the other translations. I'm just been going through the Message. And the Message, hey, it just opens it up in a new way. It emphasizes other portions that sometimes you don't see maybe in the other scriptures. But then sometimes you see in the other scriptures what's lacking, what hasn't come out so much in the Message. And so just looking at most of the other translations from verses 4 to 6, you can see there, we are one body, we are one spirit, we got one calling into salvation. The name Jesus, amen, means salvation. So it's in Jesus, walking with Jesus into the unique destiny that you have got in Jesus. Amen. You were predestined in Christ for good work laid out for you. We are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. Okay, so yeah, one body, one spirit, one calling, one hope, and that hope is expectations. But where do we find the expectations? How can we have our expectations? It's through the great and precious promises. We partake of the divine nature, having escaped. So once we're born again, we're in the kingdom, and I'm going to be pointing this out. This is all the realities in the kingdom. That's why the word tells us so clearly, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. His righteousness has come to us through Jesus becoming sin, so that we can become the righteousness of God and be born again into this kingdom. Jesus said it so clearly, unless you're born again, you won't enter into this kingdom. And unless you're born again, you won't see the kingdom. So the realities are, these realities that we're reading here, is all found in the kingdom. So it's one Lord, Master, Shepherd, Big Brother, Bridegroom, we the bride, we the body, one faith. And that faith is built in Hebrews 11. We can see the prophets of old. We can see we built on that same faith. And that faith is the kingdom realities that God has got in store for this earth. Everyone plays a part. And we now, in the kingdom, in the spirit, in the leadings of God, are there to partake of that goodness. And therefore it goes on to say one baptism, and that's a beauty. Baptism signifies that we died to the old kingdom, the old life, because Jesus died and we died with him. And more than the taking away the negative, what good if you take away the negative, you take away the problem, and you don't have answers? He's raised us up with him into the kingdom, and we are now together with him in the kingdom. And where we have one Father of us all, is over all, working through all, and living through all. So these things, guys, is the things that are going to remain forever. Any other spirit, any other calling, any other expectations, having any other Lord, having any other faith, being baptized into any other thinking, attitude, and action, which is outside of the boundaries of God, the Father of love, I mean, the God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and that is going to pass away. So here you've got the realities of what we partake of on a daily basis, having been born into the kingdom. And then you can look now in the kingdom. I've sent you the scriptures.
Scripture is Hebrews 12, 22-24 and 28-29.
You can go read it in other translations because it's beautiful. We've come to this kingdom. We are in this kingdom with the angels. They, the executors, they, the army of God that is there to help bring about this kingdom and bring about the expectations, the hope that each and every one of us has got, because we are part of the church of the firstborn, and our names are written in heaven, just as the Old Testament guys and the disciples, they've walked there, they've run their race, they've fulfilled their expectations, stayed with the Lord. We are now partaking of that, the expectations of the Lord on a daily basis, and we are walking with the Lord. One Lord, he's the vine, he is the head, and he's the stone we all built on. And it's in the kingdom of our Lord and of our Savior is what we are in now. So we're having the faith, we're keeping the faith, which is coming from the Spirit, coming from the Lord, and it all comes from the Father. So they operate and we operate in unison, in unity, in oneness. As our eyes open up, as we've been touched by God, we stay in tune and develop on schedule. So guys, be blessed. See what you need to see and stay in those boundaries. It's beautiful. Yes, he takes us from a baby to a young man into a spiritual leader like Jesus on earth. Here, he walked in power right at the end before he took all power. And praise God, we in fellowship with the Father and the Son now, so that we can wake up to these kingdom realities and play our part in bringing these kingdom realities on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.